morning and welcome to yet another beautiful and awesome Tuesday. You guys already know what's up. Do I need to say it again? Well, I'll say it for the benefits of probably the new listeners. I look forward to Tuesday so much. And the reason being, we get the opportunity and the privilege of roping in some amazing, talented women, you know, educated women. Women who are you know, go-getters. And we rope them in with their stories. It's not always fun and joy. A lot of the time, they've got to be balancing this with being mothers, with being wives, with being the underdogs. A lot of the times, it's not as easy as we think it is. And but you know what? It is not to show off that we are roping them in. We are definitely bringing them in. So you as well, when you are facing challenges, when you are attempting to achieve stuff, and you're meeting those stumbling blocks, and you're attempting to give up, you know, you could hear their story. Here, YTs, we are looking at them up there now, because they didn't give up. All right, so we want to inspire you. That's the only reason right there. And we got so many of them, and it's an honor to be able to have a platform to share it with them right here on Radio Caribbean International. Now, let me tell you what's going to happen. Our guest this morning is Tessa Birch Smith, and she's a scientist. Started off in teaching, and now she's a scientist. I looked at that bio, and I almost spin my head, spin 20 times. I tell Olia. So we're coming back, and we'll get into her story this morning. But first, we've got to acknowledge our partners, those who have seen the need to support such an initiative and lend their support in such amazing ways. The Bank of St. Lucia, we love you. Quartz, we love you, Quartz St. Lucia. And, of course, our more recent partner, is Dermalogics Aesthetics Clinic in Rodney Bay.
I love my community. It teaches you the importance of being together even through difficult times. Business owners doing their best to make it through. Fishermen and farmers working hard to put food on our tables. Nurses caring for the sick shows me who we are made of. People who care. I guess it's about growing together.
Bank of St. Lucia is inspired by the strength of the communities in which we live and operate. We are happy to be part of these communities, and we will continue to serve you. Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need.
It's the end of summer madness sale, and it's only at Quartz Optical. For a limited time only, buy one pair of glasses and get the second pair free. Plus, if you come in before September 17th, you will get an extra 30% discount or special offer when you trash your old pair of frames in the optical price bin. No cash, no problem. Shop with Ready Finance and pay $0 for 60 days. Plus, walk away with a free pair of sunglasses. Make an appointment online today at QuartzOptical.com and ask us about our free blue block and free eye exams. Beat the summer blues and save on your new eyewear with our end of summer madness sale. Terms and conditions apply. Optical, value you can see.
Acne and problem skin should not be a problem. Dermalogics Laser and Aesthetic Surgery Clinic welcomes you to the new age of dermaceutical skincare. Since 2006, we have been offering the best in medical grade solutions for acne, hyperpigmentation, sun damage, melasma, and anti-aging. Dermalogics is an exclusively registered clinic for the advanced Melanopeel skin clarity system of acneceuticals, medical facials, and high-tech devices. WhatsApp us at 72Botox or call 4500100 to schedule your awesome clear skin transformation today. We are located at the Providence Medical Center in Rodney Bay. Dermalogics for aesthetic medicine solutions since 2006.
And here we are. We are back down. It's Radio Caribbean International on a beautiful Tuesday. And the beautiful Tessa has now joined us in our feed right there. Let's go on over. Half an hour, like we normally say, is no time around here, so we got to start that conversation and start it very, very early. Good morning, welcome. What an honor it is to have you today.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to join you and your audience.
Let me tell you, we were looking forward to this, you know. You knew? We were looking forward to this. Trust me when I tell you that. Tess, a lot is going on there with you. Well, I have bad manners, so I done drop your name down to Tess already. We Tess now. We family now. So we want to get personal, a little personal first with where this all started. Tell us a little bit about yourself, childhood, what sort of home you grew up in, what kind of child were you? You look like you were quiet and well-behaved. You don't look like a me. You're not a me, right?
I will leave that for other people to decide whether I was quiet and well-behaved.
All right, so tell us about you.
Yeah, I'm the daughter of Avis and Leslie Birch Smith. I grew up in Sans Souci area and then in Somersdale in Castries. Yes, right there in Sans Souci.
Nice.
And I attended the Sans Souci Government School, as it was called at the time. Now it's Carmen Rennie Memorial.
Oh,
and from there, I went to St. Joseph's Convent and then Sir Arthur Lewis Community College. And from there, I went on to university at the University of the West Indies, did my undergraduate studies there. Mm-hmm. And after that, I continued on and kept studying all along the way. So I am definitely a product of St. Lucia and the Caribbean.
Wonderful. Now, let me just quiz you a little bit there. When all of this was happening during your studies, did you feel that you were... Did you ever at any point feel yourself being pushed into the science field? Was it always a journey along that field?
I was never pushed. For some odd reason, at the age of 6, mm-hmm. I decided I was going to be a scientist.
Oh, you did? Wow.
I did. I think I was always a big reader.
Yes.
And from a very young age, science captured my imagination and... For me, it was easy. After that, I just followed that track and did what I thought would be necessary to become a successful scientist. So I wasn't pushed. I was always drawn into it. I always loved discovering how the world worked.
Well, actually, that's a word I was looking for. Push was not the right word. I wanted to know if you gravitated towards that from childhood.
Right.
Wonderful. Well, that's amazing. So how back then, though, I mean, in our time... Being from a little island like St. Lucia, having an aspiration to be scientists at your levels right now, we come into that. That was huge. Did you at any point in time feel that this wasn't possible? Or you know, what was that burning desire in your head? Did you know that, yes, I am going to do it for a fact?
I did know that I was going to do it. And you know that saying, when people say ignorance is bliss? Mm-hmm. I didn't know in St. Lucia how small the chances of me actually becoming a scientist
were. Well, that was a good thing not to know.
Exactly.
It would have hindered your ambition at the time.
Absolutely. So I just moved forward and I was determined and I didn't question what I was going to do or why. And now I know how hard it is, but that's all retrospective. But at the time I was fearless, I was undaunted and I had a lot of support from people around me.
Right. I was just about to ask, how was your parents when they realized that you had that desire? How supportive were they? What were they like embracing it?
My parents have always been very supportive, but very hands-off. So they were like, you know, give the kids space and they'll figure themselves out. Just provide a nurturing, supportive environment. And so that's why I was able to continue. My siblings have all followed their own paths, done what they wanted to do. That's Rhonda Birch Smith and Omar Birch Smith. They've gone into different fields, but we all love what we do. So that's important, I think.
Yes, it's very important. Now, I want to spend a lot of time. Now, most of the time, we spend a lot of time on the personal and what's going on there. But considering where we are right now, where we've been told to follow the science and all of that, I want to spend some more time. I want to spend some more time into your field and where you are right now and the contributions that you're making and how it is that you see. Because you remember, now that you're now into it, you're realizing that there might be a few more testers around with a burning desire to want to get into the field. But like you said, there is not much, you know, it's very slim chances being wanting to get into the field here in St. Lucia. So probably you're toying with some thoughts in your mind as to how it is you can make a difference in that regard. So let me take a word from our partners, and then we come right back and we'll get into your field, where you're at right now, for persons to get a better understanding, and then we'll take it from there.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
We are the Bank of St. Lucia, for every solution, building our future today. We are the Bank of St. Lucia, for every solution, with you every step of the way. Always there for you, serving you and me. The St. Lucian way, we like family. Always there for you, helping you.
Marshall, nous c'est famille. We are the Bank of St. Lucia for every solution.
Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need.
It's the end of summer madness sale, and it's only at Courts Optical for a limited time only. Buy one pair of glasses and get the second pair free. Plus, if you come in before September 17th, you will get an extra 30% discount or special offer when you trash your whole pair of frames in the optical price bin. No cash, no problem. Shop with Ready Finance and pay $0 for 60 days. Plus, walk away with a free pair of sunglasses. Make an appointment online today at CourtsOptical.com and ask us about our free blue block and free eye exams. Beat the summer blues and save on your new eyewear with our end of summer madness sale.
Terms and conditions apply.
Optical, value you can see.
Problem skin should not be a problem. Milanapil's medical-grade cosmeceutical and acne-ceutical skincare effectively clears discolorations, melasma, and acne. Visit us to learn more.
Clear skin is possible with Milanapil.
Get it exclusively in St. Lucia at the Dermalogix Medical Laser and Facial Aesthetic Clinic, located in Rodney Bay at the Providence Medical Center on the same floor as Lucilac.
And if you're just about joining us here on Radio Caribbean International, it she speaks with Maureen, Maureen, and I'm Maureen, and our guest today is scientist Tessa Birch-Smith. We call it Tessa around here. All right, so we are back. Let's talk about your journey, because you started off teaching. You started off in education, teaching the sciences. And then you, like you said, you went to UWE, you got yourself a scholarship. This is where things really took the different turn, didn't it? Walk us through that part.
Yes, so after I finished my A-levels, I taught at St. Joseph's Convent for 2 years. Mm-hmm. I was primarily a math and science teacher.
Right.
And then I went on to the University of the West Indies, right. And that actually cemented my interest in science.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, I did something that was, in hindsight, very brave and gutsy. But again, I didn't know the challenges I was up against. So I applied to graduate school, mm-hmm. and I was lucky enough to be accepted into the Yale University. Mm-hmm. So at Yale University, I did graduate studies for 6 years, and I earned my PhD. So technically, I'm Dr. Tessa Birch-Smith.
Yes.
And
wonderful. My apologies.
Yes. Oh, that is fine. And then afterwards, I did a postdoc. My postdoctoral studies were at the University of California in Berkeley. So I moved across the U.S. Big change.
Wow. A lot and of after movements four as well. Years,
beg your pardon?
A lot of movements as well.
A lot of movement. Yes, I've been very nomadic. And after I finished at UC Berkeley, I moved to accept an assistant professorship at the University of Tennessee. Mm. And then I received tenure and was promoted to an associate professor.
Wow.
And I was there until the end of July. And earlier this year, I was recruited to join a private research institute.
Yes.
And so in July, I gave up my job at the University of Tennessee. And my research group and myself have just moved to St. Louis, Missouri, where we're settling down and hoping to do some really intense research going forward.
Wow. Now we're going to pry. What are some of the things that has prompted this formation of this research group? What are some of the things that you intend to be... Can you speak of it?
Of course I can. Okay. I can probably talk about 24 hours.
I say some sort of, you know, you know, we're thinking, wow, what if it's something that we are not supposed to know of the inner for now?
No. I do have some government-funded projects, but I won't talk about them today. But
right.
The primary research in my lab focuses on cellular and molecular biology. And what that means is simply that I'm interested in how processes in cells occur. So, you know, all living things are made of individual structures called cells.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm interested in how these cells function. So I look at things like gene expression, production of RNA, how mRNA is made and used in a cell. And then I look at how the parts of the cell function together to create an intact organism. And I do this using plants as my model system. So I'm a plant cell and molecular biologist.
Wow.
I'm not a plant taxonomist. I don't know about what species and families plants belong to.
Okay.
I don't know about diseases. I study plant viruses quite a bit.
Right.
So I'm at that level. I look at things at a cellular level. So that's what I do. And it's been extremely rewarding and exciting. And we've made some important breakthroughs.
Oh,
I don't know if...
I'm feeling a little disappointed because I wanted to, now you're letting me know it's plant and not human. I wanted to take you back to this whole COVID. I wanted to rub you with all that, the science thing, but that's we're going to leave that for now. Wow, this is amazing stuff. This is, and it shows, because if we were to walk through your journey with you in terms of the transitioning that you've made, it does, well, if you're paying attention, it does a pattern that, you know, persons continue to see that and rope you in because you seem to be very much grounded and the passion seems to be very much burning. So you're making an impact, such a remarkable impact that they can't ignore you. They want to take it to the next level with them. That's what I picked up. I don't know what other people picked up. But you clearly have a very deep passion for it.
I really do. And, you know, this whole thing is hard. Doing science is hard. Science is about having an idea and then testing it empirically by collecting data methodically, regularly, and constantly assessing yourself with a very open mind. You have to see what you did right, and you have to be honest about what you did wrong. Wow. And what you can do better, because you're searching for the truth. You're not looking for opinion. You're not looking to satisfy your ego. You're trying to make you're trying to make discoveries that are real.
Right.
So at times it can be fairly depressing and sad when all your ideas are not coming through, the data don't support what you think, and you have to give up your favorite idea.
Oh gosh.
but it's still, when you're right, you know you've done everything correctly,
right,
and you feel validated, and you feel that you've contributed something that people didn't know before you did your work.
Exactly. But also what I'm picking up things again, that's traits of character, because that means now you have to have a character that is outstanding and in terms of discipline and all of that, because like you said, now you have to make peace with that in your own self. Nobody is looking over you to, you understand? You have to personally take account for your discipline and your honesty and everything of that sort. So this now means that, you know, doing the job that you do takes a person of great character. So let's add that to the thing. Why not? For real.
Well, I like to think so, yes. And a big part of the job as a professor and what I do now is training younger scientists.
Mm-hmm.
So instilling in them the same values. Work hard, be honest, be critical, be fair.
Right.
You know, be diligent.
Right.
So
that's
a big part of my job. And that's another aspect of the whole thing that I take a lot of pride in, training younger scientists.
Right. But in your experience within the field, have you come across persons who don't have that character, though, that is in the field? And how do you feel if you've ever... Have you?
Well,
don't tell me everybody that's in the field is of your character and your nature. I don't believe it.
it's taken me... I left St. Lucia in 2000 to start this journey.
Mm-hmm.
And I started off with a class in graduate school at Yale, and there were many of us.
Mm-hmm.
And through the years, the number of people who still remain in science has dwindled.
Yeah.
So it's sort of, there's a lot of attrition in the pipeline.
Right.
And so it takes a certain amount of determination and dedication to stay, because science can be very brutal as a career.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've moved around a lot, so I've picked up and packed and changed my life situation a bit. So a lot of people have made choices, and there are a lot of different ways in which you can do science. You don't have to follow an academic route like I did. Right. Some people do their PhDs and they go into teaching. Some people do their PhDs and they go to work in industry, mm-hmm. in biotechnology. Others go and they run museums.
Right.
So there are a lot of different routes.
Aspects, right.
But the scientific method sort of dictates that you have certain characteristic traits. And if mm-hmm. you don't have them, then people tend to drop out fairly early in the process.
Right. Well, okay, great. I like the idea. I like that. I like the fact that, you know what, it is such design that if you do not have the traits that it takes, you really and truly will give up on your own self. And so we don't have to worry about that. That's a good thing. Now, let's talk, because with all that movement, now, let's get back down to a little personal. We have got 5 minutes left. I want to pry a little bit more now to how you've been balancing us a lot. Like you said, you got to put a lot of passion and a lot of work and dedication into this. Do you have a family? Are you married? Well, I see the Smith in the end. So something going on there? No?
No. My family name is Butch Smith.
Okay.
And I was married for many years, but my husband passed away. He was a St. John.
Okay.
Jean-Pierre Plummer. So a lot of family probably listening today.
Right.
Yeah, so, but I have two daughters. We had two daughters, and they come around. They're with me, so they've just moved to St. Louis, and they're adopting nicely. And even though
what
it's just the...
Do you mind? We ask? What
age? Oh, they're 7 and 10. 7 Ooh. And 10.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, they're still pretty
young. They're quite young.
Yeah. Well,
how
are they managing? How are you managing?
How are you handling...
Taking care of two young children, the husband is no longer around. This is a lot, darling. Tell us how you're making this look so easy.
Like you said earlier, discipline, dedication, focus. It's not easy, but I have a lot of support. Even people who are far away, my family, they come and they stay. If I need to go to Europe for a week or two to work, my mom, my dad, even my brother, my sister will come and stay with me. And I have my tribe of supporters, the ladies, you know, people like Janelle. I think you interviewed Janelle a few weeks ago.
Oh,
Janelle Blanchard and Lapun, Aisha, Denise, Nandi, Jarvis, my friend Jarvis, and I have to say happy birthday to Taffy, Jarvis's daughter. Today is her birthday. I'm her godmother.
Oh,
yes, but I have a tribe of people who support me, and when I'm in need, they come and they help. And that's tremendously important. Your friends and family are tremendously important.
Okay, so I'm going to twist it a little bit more again. We're not taking any more breaks now. We'll pay the bills afterwards, because this conversation needs to go along like that. In terms of sometimes you have theory or you've got narratives that is put out there. As women, we are supposed to be mothers, we are supposed to be, you know, but, you know, some of us are so career driven that, you know, we neglect the parent side of things, and we basically leave our children to be grown up by certain people because we are so you know, our aspiration is taken us so, and so some people tend to think that that's something that we need to try to balance. How do you feel about that whole concept? Do you feel that your children are disadvantaged because of your ambition?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, I give my kids... One of the reasons for me shifting jobs is that I could dedicate myself to research and to my kids. So I'm striving for a better balance.
Right.
And I think they have benefited from my ambition in a certain way, because the further I go along in my career, the more financially comfortable we are, and the more I can provide for them as a single mother.
Right.
But the other thing, too, is that it gives me a sort of a perspective, which perhaps others may not have. And unlike what you would imagine, I'm not hell-bent on my children becoming doctors and lawyers. I see how important it is for you to love what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm willing, I like them to explore different things, whether it's arts or horseback riding, singing. I think they should have that opportunity. And I probably would not have that opinion had I not followed that course myself and seen what hard work and discipline take.
Yes.
So I don't think they've suffered for it. I mean, I try to be home every night. We do a lot of things together,
right.
You know?
Right. And so in other words, a lot of the time, a lot of us just spew this off. Like, you know, we think that it's not possible to be able to find the balance, but you've been doing it.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, you know, and things happen in life, you know, people are supportive. Like I keep saying, I wouldn't be here without, you know, a ton of people helping me when I need help.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to, you know, decide what you want, what is important, set your priorities and stick to it. And that's what I've tried to do.
That is amazing stuff. Now, we're about to wrap up. It's like 1 minute before 11 o'clock. So we got a half hour coming up as well. In wrapping, what would you leave with our listeners and our viewers in terms of where we're at right now? We're seeing a lot of, you probably could still even, because with the whole COVID thing, you are in the field of science. That's even a little bit more, maybe it's plant, but you are still very much involved in the world of science. So you would have, you have a good sense of where we at right now, the bind that we're in. A lot of people are questioning the science when it comes to where we at right now with this whole COVID thing, and it's creating such, look at where we are. I mean, a lot of people are out of jobs. Some people can't, I mean, it's hard. It's a difficult position that we have been faced with, and we've been presenting with the notion of the option of getting vaccinated. That is going to at least ease off some of the pressure, but a lot of people are very much all over the place where that is concerned. What would you say to persons listening right now along that line?
I would encourage everyone who can to get vaccinated. Folks have expressed a lot of distress in the process by which the vaccines were made. And I'd just like to say that people were working on these vaccines for many, many years in the background. They've been tested thoroughly. They didn't come out of nowhere. That's the thing with science. It happens in the background and you don't notice it until you need it.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody wants to hurt you deliberately. Nobody's out to do anything nefarious to you. And you may want to consider those who are vulnerable and sick and who can't get vaccinated themselves. And you do it as an effort to save their lives, your country's economy, the livelihoods of all your friends and neighbors. I think it's really important that we think of others and not just ourselves.
Wonderful. I like this. Thank you so very much, Dr. Bert Smith. I got it right. Listen, you've put in the work. You've put in quite a number of work. And you also be doing community work as well. You don't just, you do some a bit of that as well. So you're still finding time to serve. This is amazing. Yes. You're a beautiful and an awesome, auspicious soul. And we are grateful to have had you on She Speaks this morning, sharing your story, sharing your journey. Thank you so very much, and continue to keep it on. Now, as far as where St. Lucia is at, I'm sure you have something. You said you've got some government projects that you can't really speak of right now. This is in relation to St. Lucia, right?
No, is in relation to the U.S. government.
Well, let's see what you can pick up from them, and we could probably try to implement some things in our own St. Lucia here for the likes of persons like yourself, young people who may want to enter into the field and.
Absolutely. And if anybody is interested in a career in science, please feel free to reach out to me. You can find me all over the internet, so don't be ashamed to send me an email and, you know, pester me a little bit.
Why not? You might just be hearing from a few of us. You see me? Have an awesome, awesome day, and all the best to your kids, your two daughters, and, you know, your new career path, your new mission, in terms of where you at right now, that research thing. We wish you the very best of luck with that as well. Thank you so very much again.
Thank you, and thank you so much for having me.
It was an honor. Trust me, it was.
Bye.
Bye. So there you have it, guys. Dr. Tessa Birch Smith, that was our guest today on She Speaks, and what a wonderful journey it is.